Kevin, interesting, you know, the NHL, nothing official yet, but they're working at going to play the season. And it sounds like, you know, there'll be a Canadian division, so there'll be four divisions playing each other. There might be where they have, like, baseball, 3 games in 4 days on a road trip, something like that, or 2 and 3, et cetera, which if you're playing 3 and 4, then you know, I'm guessing teams' backups and maybe even their third stringers are going to be playing more of a percentage of games, not total games when you consider an 82, but, you know, like, you might see your number 2 and number 3 possibly playing, you know, like 35 to 40% of the games if there's that many back-to-back? Or do you think there's some teams that might play a starter more back-to-back? What do you think?
I think it's all going to depend on the team, right? Like, you saw Montreal, for example, recognizing the importance of keeping Carey Price fresh and making that investment in a Jay Gallen so that they can do so in a condensed season. Ultimately, if you have faith in your 2 and 3 guy, it gives you an opportunity, especially in your backup, to rest your starter. And I think there is value in that once you actually get to the playoffs. But it's always easy to say that we need to do this, but if your team's not in a place where the playoffs are a certainty or you're comfortable, then that's where, you know, it becomes, well, hey, if we've got a marked difference between our number one and our number two and we're on the bubble here, we got to keep riding our horse. And that's where you can get yourself into trouble, where you expend so much of his energy just to make the playoffs that he's got nothing left for it. And certainly teams seem more cognizant of that, and that's why you're seeing, you know, again, Montreal is a prime example, making that investment in their goaltender. As much as they pay Carey, they realize it's diminishing returns unless they go out and get a guy, and in Jake Allen's case, invest in re-signing him. So with that in mind, it really is fascinating to kind of look around the league, because I'm with you. We've talked a lot about, you know, teams going to more of a balanced tandem type of situation and needing to rely more on a number two, and that will be increasingly important if these games are going to be condensed. But what it also brings up the possibility of is the need for a number three. Because if you do have injuries among your top two and you're playing a schedule that condensed, you better have a guy in that three hole that you can play. Because whether it's your starter or your backup, if one of those guys gets hurt and you're playing 3 and 4 or 4 games in 5 nights as part of this, whatever this schedule ends up looking like, or even 4 and 6, if you're doing that often enough, you're going to need both guys. And that may, with injuries, especially, again, the likelihood of injury seems to be higher to me, given the uncertainty of the start of the season and how guys are having to sort of stagger training and just the uniqueness of it all. And so you better have a guy in that three spot that can play for you. And it's fascinating to look around the league and, you know, and see some examples of, like, Anaheim right now doesn't even really have a number two. And there are other organizations like the Toronto Maple Leafs where, you know, they run 4 deep and then 2 prospects that can play behind that. So it's interesting to look around and see how teams are handling it. I think there are a number of names still on the unrestricted list that might find opportunity in that three spot as we get closer to a season for some of these teams that, yeah, they've got a kid down there, say Vancouver. We got Holtby and Demko here in Vancouver. But beyond that, it's DiPietro and Jake Keeley. Michael DiPietro's come a long ways, and he may be ready to make some starts, but you'd like to have down there with him somebody who has a little more experience at the NHL level. And so a team like Vancouver is one that I could see was shopping yet to do before this season actually stops, and there are a number of teams like that.
Kevin Woodley from Ingle Magazine, NHL.com. Yeah, I have to think, like, Aaron Dell or Michael Hutchinson, if you're the Anaheim Ducks, you might just be looking to grab one of those guys on waivers, you know, before the season begins. Because, you know, there might be an expanded roster and everything, but I'm guessing the players and the NHL teams are still going to want to do an original 23-man roster for waiver purposes and then allow extra after that if they do.
Yeah, and that's probably, you know, I think that's some of the justification that we've seen from a Toronto perspective. In you know, they went out and they got Dell. Why do you need Hutchison? Well, they learned this lesson the hard way, you know, a couple of years ago when they sort of lost both of their number three options on waivers at the same time, the year that they lost Sparks and McElhenney in the same season. So wanting, you know, a time when some teams don't even have a number two, there's, you know, at least the Ducks as an example of that, there's the Leafs investing in, you know, going four deep just to make sure that they have three. And, you know, I do think that the discrepancy in the number of teams that have made sure they're covered and some of the teams that right now look exposed, you know, part of that is, like you said, you can just, hey, I can fill that hole maybe on the waiver wire. Part of it is we don't know what this is going to look like in terms of expanded rosters. And part of it is just teams not wanting to spend the money and invest in that contract right now.
Kevin Woodley from Ingo Magazine, NHL.com. Quickly sticking with the Ducks, Kevin. I guess former Oiler netminder Anthony Stolarz might be their number two. But what about Durney or Erickson Ek? Either one of them, do you think, is close to being in a backup NHLer?
No. I mean, you know, I'd be lying if I said I knew their games to the point where I could make that statement, well, I, frankly, just as boldly as I just did. But, you know, if you just look at track record and terms of where they are, I'm big on Dostal as a prospect, but, you know, I'm pretty sure Erickson Ek was, you know, he spent most of last year in the East Coast League, right? So that's a pretty big jump to expect a guy to go from playing in the East Coast League all the way to the NHL. And ditto sort of goes for Roman Durney. I mean, he's, you know, another guy who's, you know, spent most of last season in the East Coast League. So again, those are young guys that are still projects and prospects, and asking them to take a step like that, you know, if anything, even counting on them being steady in the AHL level is, you know, not something you could be guaranteed of. So, you know, again, they're a team that they've got Stolarz, they've got Gibson. I actually was hoping to have talked to Ryan Miller before we got on the line here today, but ended up in another conversation that ran overtime with Colin Dilley of the Blackhawks. And so I wouldn't be surprised if Ryan Miller ends up there in that number two role. It's just been such a good fit for him. And now you push Stolarz down to the three spot, and that looks like a little better balance from them. I think that's what you're going to see before you see, you know, Erickson Ek or Durney be options for the NHL.
Kevin Woodley from Ingo Magazine, NHL.com, joins us. So you look at the Edmonton Oilers. What do you make of Forsberg? So let's say that, you know, one of the Oilers starters gets nicked up for a short time, either Koskinen or Smith. What can we expect from Anton Forsberg?
To me, Forsberg, it's funny because he's got a really strong sort of technical game. What you've always kind of wondered about is there another layer? And I find in the NHL, you need a little bit of both. You need to have sort of, the foundation can provide consistency, but there needs to be something extra, something that they do exceptionally. Anton kind of reminds me a little bit, actually, of Michael Hutchison, in that there's a steadiness to his technical game that should allow him to be consistent in difficult situations. In other words, there's not a reliance on rhythm and timing because he has this sort of solid foundation that he sticks with. Like a middle of the net goalie. Like he's going to make you beat him and go around him. But the questions at the higher level is, when teams do go around him, does he have the speed to keep up, to protect the perimeter of the net? It's not enough, and we've seen it with Hutchison at times too, it's not enough to just be a guy who's really good at taking away the middle, because teams at this level are really good at working around you and picking the corners. It's kind of a simple analogy, but that's I see both of them for different reasons in a similar vein. And so that's where you've seen some success at other levels in the American Hockey League. Pretty good consistency there for Anton Forsberg. But when he's come up to the next level, whether he's got that next gear or not is sort of the question mark. And there's been times where it's looked like he does, and other times where it looks like it may just be a little bit beyond him. So he provides you sort of, I don't know that he's a great fit for a team that gives up as much as the Oilers do defensively, would be the first thing that pops to mind. He's a goalie that, in my mind, would be really good behind a well-structured team. Like, he would have a lot of success behind a well-structured team that maybe limits some of those high-end opportunities. That's where he would excel. Doesn't mean he can't play well. There is a consistency there. He'll give you steady minutes. But if you get in a situation where you need him to ride him and face that type of those types of scoring chances on a night in night out basis, where there might be some goalies that would struggle to give you spot starts, but if they play a lot, they find a rhythm. That's not really how he plays, or sort of what he is what he is. It's not like you're going to get on a hot streak, because he's going to find his timing and find his rhythm. His foundation is there, and there's not a lot of variance from that. And that would be the takeaway I have from the outside. So not a guy that you can necessarily expect to carry you in the NHL, but he will give you spot starts, even with time off, especially if we end up in a situation where you've got you are carrying an extra goalie. They don't get a lot of opportunity to sort of face live ammo. They're doing a lot of practicing, almost like a Black Aces in a bubble situation. He might be perfect for that. But you get once the game starts, I'm not 100% sure.
Kevin Woodley joined. And that, you know, Kev, that's the interesting one. I don't know what the NHL is going to do in regards to having a taxi squad, per se, especially for the Canadian teams. The American teams, I don't see it being as much of an issue, because if they have their American League team wherever, if somebody has injuries, they just fly them in. But the Canadian teams, you have somebody down in the States that comes in, well, they got to quarantine for 14 days, right? They can't join your team right away. So I'm curious, you know, if they would just rotate a goalie in and out. And you're right, maybe Forsberg's that guy for the first bit, and then you bring someone else in. But it would kind of be fascinating to see how that is, because some goalies then, you know, might not get much action, right? Because let's say they come up to the team and then, you know, they're quarantined, then they stick with the team for 2 weeks, so that's a month, and they haven't played, and then they go back, right? And you know, I'm kind of curious how they'll try to work around that. And maybe a guy like Forsberg, who, you're right, is 27, who probably they don't see as needing time to play in the future, well, then he's the guy who just sacrifices not getting to play very much. He just gets the paycheck.
Yeah, I'm not sure how it's going to work either. We've seen some of the reporting on, you know, the possibility of relocating American Hockey League teams to Canada so that you have that, you know, have access to those players in short notice. You're not going to be like, I just don't think, you know, a 2 week quarantine cross the border situation is going to work at all, obviously. So whether it's a taxi squad or actually having your teams come and play in Canada, you know, for this season, obviously Toronto doesn't have to worry about it. Ottawa doesn't have to worry about it. Montreal doesn't have to worry about it. Winnipeg doesn't have to worry about it. Their teams are all there, right? But for the rest of them, it does create a tough situation for the goaltenders. And I do think that, as much as, you know, maybe I was a little hard on Forsberg in terms of what the upside is, you know, I think there would be an ability, and there's elements of his game that, you're right, would make him well suited to that. He's not going to, every goalie's going to struggle if they haven't played in 2 weeks. Like, it's just a tough position to get thrown into. But I think there's a foundation for him that maybe makes that less so. Like, he's going to be able to find his game without needing a ton of reps, without needing a lot of game situations to feel comfortable. And with that style comes limits, but it also, with it also comes a consistency and a sort of a basis. I guess the fantasy football term would be floor. You know, I don't know if the ceiling's high enough to give the Oilers a month of starts, but there's going to be a floor that's always going to be there for him, that's not going to require, I need to get 4 or 5 games in before I get to that level. His floor is kind of built in, or at least better than a lot of other goaltenders. And for that reason, he may be a good fit in this role at this time for this team.
Kevin Woodley from In Goal Magazine and NHL.com. So you mentioned the Ducks. Is there any other team out there that you think could have concerns with consistent depth goaltending this year if we get into a string of either injuries or lots of games in short periods of time?
Well, the one that jumps out is St. Louis, to be honest with you. Jordan Binnington, not to mention the fact he's a UFA at the end of the season, so you wonder about their long-term path. But they moved on Jake Allen for salary cap reasons. Traded him, obviously, to Montreal, and they're going with Ville Husso, and that's fine. I think, you know, they're talking to people around that organization and who have worked with him, he's ready for this opportunity. But behind him, by graduating him up, they signed John Gillies, who has had, you know, not, yeah, mixed, he had some success with the Calgary Flames, but you know, not enough that they were willing to sort of hang on and keep developing him. And then behind him is Evan Fitzpatrick, who, you know, is pretty highly touted but has struggled as a pro, and then a first-year pro in Joel Hofer, obviously won the World Junior Championship with Canada, this time, not quite this time, but last year. So obviously a real, you know, a promising prospect, but one who's just going to be getting his feet wet as a professional for the first time this season. And that's, you know, again, not only are you expecting Husso in his first sort of full season in the NHL to step up and play a big role, but if you have injuries to either him or Binnington, you don't have a ton of depth behind them. Gillies, you know, Gillies has played in the National Hockey League with limited success, but behind that, there's not much experience. And so that's a team where, you know, it's not just looking at the 3 and 4 hole, but even in the backup role, not that he can't do it, but because he hasn't had an opportunity before, I think it's fair to have questions.
Kev, great stuff, man. I appreciate it. We will chat with you next Monday where we might have an announcement from the NHL when the season starts. So we'll see. Have a good week.
I can tell you that having had a few conversations, talked to Elvis Merzlikins last week, Colin Delia, just got off the phone with him as you were calling today. There are a lot of NHL goaltenders who would really like that information as well, because it's really tough right now for them to know how hard and how soon to start ramping up their off-season training. So we are not the only ones awaiting that announcement.